Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Too many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right, we guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
It is currently 7:15 now on this Thursday morning. Criminal Sheriff Susan Hudson, am I calling you by the right title? I say Orleans Parish Criminal Sheriff. Is that your title or what's the correct title?
It's just Orleans Parish Sheriff, Tommy. Good morning.
Orleans Parish Sheriff, good morning.
Yeah, they merged in around, 2010 or 2011, the criminal and civil sheriff merged.
You can tell I'm an old-timer, just in terms of Orleans Parish, and that's why I go back. Let's talk about the millage that's up for renewal, and we talked to BGR yesterday. They said they were in favor of it with some suggestions. Signs are popping up all over, and you're saying those signs are inaccurate. Explain what it is that you're looking for, Sheriff, please, and what you intend to do with the millage if it is renewed by voters.
Well, first, we thank you for that because we want to make sure people know that those signs are a lie. I wish I knew who was putting them up there. They're also illegal because they don't say who they are, and it's false information. But people will do that to try and hurt people politically or just because they're against millages. But this millage is a renewal. That is a lie. It is not new. It is a renewal. If you go to the polls, and I've already voted, it says, shall the sheriff of Orleans Parish continue this millage? And I'm even continuing it at a lower rate because we rolled back from 2.81 mils. So that those no new taxes signs are simply untrue and a lie.
Yeah, I was telling BGR this yesterday, and I've been doing this a long time, Sheriff, and it just popped into my head that the millages are never on there in perpetuity, and they have to be renewed. And every time they come up for renewal, I don't think people realize that this is not anything new. This is what you're paying now, and the money that you're paying now is being used for this. Inflation consistently happens all the time, so if you don't do this, the costs go up. So if we don't at least stay the same, then I don't know what's going to happen. Tell me what would happen. What does it look like if this millage doesn't get passed, and how do you continue to do your job?
We don't. We continue to do it at a much smaller rate. So I have a 28% vacancy rate in deputies. This is just staffing at the jail. We've got to be able to pay our deputies. People don't come to work and do tough work without being paid. So if I lose what is roughly close to 20% of my budget, I am now going to have to start furloughing people, cutting staff, pulling back on services that we've been given those in custody. We think we are a big part of why crime is falling because we are treating the root causes of crime in our jail. We've got education, training for folks, getting them to safe spaces and places to live. So we are doing our part here. But we've got this funding is critical to continue to do that. This money does not grow on trees. There's no place to replace it except to cut other funding throughout the city.
When you say that, look, and I'm not being disrespectful here, success, as the old saying goes, has many mothers, fathers, failures,
yes.
Not so much. But when it comes to reducing crime, do you have anything statistically that shows that what you're doing at the jail, it leads to either less people offending or a reduction in crime? Or is that just a guess?
It's an educated, opinion, because mm-hmm. we do have some data that talks about when I first got into office, the recidivism rate was people had been arrested between 8 and 9 times in our jail. We just pulled some recently, but it's still preliminary. Our new data person has just come on board. We pulled some recently that shows it's around 5. So we're seeing that folks who are not continue to come back at that rate. So that's preliminary, but we know it's working because we don't continue to see these folks and their families come behind them. So this is really important work.
So when it comes to transparency, and I get texts here from people saying that money goes into a big bucket. I have no earthly idea how the money's spent. And you can answer this when we come back, Sheriff, because I just noticed the clock. I think people and other people are texting in saying a millage is meant to expire. Therefore, it's a new tax, just like the tolls on the bridge. I'm tired of my property taxes going higher and higher. I want a reduction. Well, keep in mind, when it comes to tolls on the bridge, that's when across the city connection, that's apples and oranges, completely different than this. It was where the money was going and what it was intended to do originally. How much are we paying per inmate per day? Somebody wants to know. And I guess the other question that I'm getting a lot is about one person wants to know what you've done to reduce cost and grow productivity. And I think people mainly want to know if there's transparency and how the money's being spent and how they can find a breakdown of the budget. You can address all of that. We come back. We're talking to Susan Hudson, Orleans Parish Sheriff. There's a military.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Up for renewal on Saturday, May 3rd. It's a pretty important thing. BGR came out in favor of it. We spoke to them yesterday, and we'll continue the conversation with Sheriff Hudson when we come back. 720 Traffic Now, WWL. 724 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Orleans Parish Sheriff Susan Hudson talking about the millage that's up for renewal on May 3rd. And Sheriff, I don't want to get too far into the budgetary weeds here, but when you talk about a millage and it set to expire, there's a difference between something for a capital expenditure and something for ongoing expenses, and I presume this is for ongoing expenses that do not go away.
Yeah, labor being one of the biggest ones. So mm-hmm. when I got into office, what we found out was deputies hadn't had a raise in 5 years. There's no pay plan so that people can plan their careers and have a good career in this agency. So we're losing many of them. There is no safety in the jail without our deputies. They're just it. And so we have to take care of them. And then I've sent this out many, many times. I have to go to budget every year. And every year I come to the city council and I give them detailed budget expenditures. When I first got into office, I audited our facilities to see what's wrong with them, and they are starting to show wear and tear from the high population that we've had. We got up to 1,600 last year, and we're using even temporary facilities to house people because it had gotten so high. So I want you to think about all these people in a household and what it does. It stresses the system. And so, so our plumbing systems, electric systems, all those things. And parts of the jail were built incorrectly, and it now is being dismantled by those increasingly number of people in our custody to use it to hurt themselves, and it can hurt our deputies as well. So these aren't just, you know, luxuries I'm asking about.
I'm looking at the BGR report here, and I'm quoting from it. It says, Sheriff's Office taking steps to improve its fiscal transparency, including timely completion of annual audits and separate accounting for tax-funded expenditures in its budget. The office has also improved transparency on jail operations. It discloses incident reports and performance reports on its website, provides ways to report staff misconduct, offers a mobile app with information and services for the public. If people going to what BGR just said, Sheriff, want to find out more about how your office operates, how the money is spent, how do they do it?
Yeah, they can go to opso.gov. They can also find out about this renewal at safeandstrongrenewal.com. We're not hiding anything. I am betting on the men and women of this department to get this right, and we are getting it right. So we want the community to see that. We opened up our doors and bought all the media in so they can see the power plant we want. The water treatment center we run, all of that. We run a little city to house people and keep them safe and keep them alive. Medical, mental health treatment, all those things. Addiction treatment, which is a huge issue in our community. All those have to be taken care of. And so it's not, this is not, again, luxuries we're asking about. These are the basics of what I should do. And
Sheriff,
I'm still putting deputies out on the street.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be stupid here when I say this. I'm just telling you what people text in, okay? And people, for whatever reason, don't understand why it's important to keep prisoners safe in jail. I'll just pass that along, and you can respond to it.
Well, you're going to pay for that one way or another. You know, the former sheriff was sued, and that's how we got into this consent judgment, this federal consent judgment, which causes us to pay a lot more for medical and mental health than we would if we were not inside of a consent judgment. So there are costs associated with not taking care of those, and taxpayers have to pay for those. So I don't intend to get sued for that. So I'd like to continue to do what we're doing. But we also know what we are doing will help keep this community safe. This is about public safety. If we deal with those root causes of crime, put those people back into the community, and they are coming back, we can make sure that they're now being productive citizens and they're paying taxes too.
The only thing I would add to whomever texted that in is, first of all, we do have a constitution, and people are entitled to safety even if they are in jail. And from a practical standpoint, you never know when something's going to go wrong and you're going to wind up in the Orleans Parish Jail. So I don't think you want it to be a survival of the fittest type thing. That's just common sense, but I thought I'd pass it along. Real quick, Sheriff, before we let you go, tell me what happens. First of all, you are up for re-election. This has nothing to do with you. A lot of your opponents have come out in favor of this millage because they know what they're going to inherit. So I guess in the minute that's left, separate this from the election and why it's so important, in your opinion, that this gets passed.
Yeah, this is about running a safe jail, a jail that is restorative and gets people out of there. These people that, you, as you know, are our neighbors and family members. There's not a day goes by I don't get a call from somebody who's got a loved one in jail. So making sure that we get them to a better place and that we help get this community to a safer place. People were afraid to go get gas and get in their cars, and people are feeling much safer now that we are drilling down on the root causes of crime. So, this is important.
Yeah, real quick, Sheriff, what's the average salary for a deputy now?
It starts at $18.50 per hour, and that comes out to a little under, I think, $39,000. And somebody asked about what it costs to house somebody in a jail. It's between $55,000 and $65,000 per year under this consent judgment.
All right. Thank you, Sheriff. I appreciate your time. I do. And God bless the people that work in that jail. I wouldn't do it. I'm not criticizing them. I'm just saying that's not a lot of money to do it. Thank you, Sheriff Hudson. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Julie O'Donoghue, senior writer at the Louisiana Illuminator. Some stuff's going on in the legislature that would protect nursing homes. Some of it doesn't smell quite right. We'll talk about it when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News.